The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, man, join us right now on the WadeFord.com hotline as we're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. It's Brian McFadden, two-time Super Bowl winner, one of the great podcasts. You guys looking for something new to check out? All Things Covered with him and his homeboy, Patrick Peterson, is always a lot of fun. He joins us right now. B-Mac. Well, first off, we'll start with the Falcons. We were figuring the Giants were a great way to break a guy into the NFL, but I thought Penix did a really nice job. You know, maybe a few less drops. Maybe he puts a touchdown drive together, throwing the football, but they leaned on the run game and the defense.
Yeah, I was really impressed with Michael Penix. To your point, if you're going to make your first professional start in the month of December in the NFL, you would love to have a team like the Giants to play against and making that first start. And he handled the situation rather nicely. You got to understand, his first start came in a moment where there was no room for error because of where the Falcons currently sit in the standings, especially in the NFC South. This is basically a win and keep going or lose and go home scenario. And for Penix, the moment never seemed to be too big for him. And, yeah, you talked about some of his numbers. I think he managed the offense rather nicely. I think he made routine plays happen routinely in the passing game. And outside of that interception that wasn't really his fault, I think he played an outstanding game.
What about me when you look at how they played around him? Because obviously Mike B talked about the drops and everything, but the leaning on a Bijan Robinson as a young quarterback. Because we were just talking before we got you. I said I think Bijan needs to go for at least 120 for them to be able to be in the game up there in Washington.
Man, I think that's the best recipe offensively for success with the Falcons, because we can talk about the individual skill set that Bijan Robinson has. You know, he's super talented, very, very gifted as a runner. But the strong point for the Atlanta Falcons offensively, guys, I believe is the offensive line. I think when you can get that unit to lean on defenders, it opens up everything offensively outside of the running game, the throwing game as well. And especially with a rookie quarterback making his first start, when you look at the dual backs and, you know, Bijan and Algier, those are guys that can really take over a ball game and, most importantly, close a ball game for you. And those are things that really travel in playoff football, especially in the atmosphere they're walking into in D.C. That's going to be a playoff atmosphere, national televised game. And for Atlanta, this is a very, very important game because you want to continue to, you know, keep that separation between yourself and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So me personally, I have no issue with that being the mentality for the offense, because when the running game is going, everything on the offense is better.
And I know it's sometimes stats don't tell the whole story, as Brian McFadden joins us, but Dan Quinn's guys, the Commanders, are the fourth worst run defense. They are giving up over 137 yards on average. So that sounds like, I mean, another, you know, again, you know they'll try to stop it, B, but, I mean, if Penix continues with the high percentage stuff and, you know, if the combination of Algier and Bijan can do it, this seems like a team, you know, that run game should travel, you know, to D.C.
Yeah, the same thing about this, guys. The same issues that followed a Dan Quinn defense last year with the Cowboys,
right,
has surfaced in D.C., and it's something about his scheme that really there are some holes in terms of opposing offenses, rushing attack. And the thing that I loved last week, guys, for Atlanta, granted, you played against the New York Giants, but just looking at Bijan run the football, he's much better. He's more impactful when the quarterback is under center. You know what I mean? He has a downhill momentum when the quarterback is under center. And if you go back looking at the Giants game, we saw more QB under center runs for Bijan Robinson that led to positivity when he had the football in his hands. And I think that will follow with them and against this game in D.C. And to your point, Mike, yeah, if they've been bad against every offense in the National Football League, if you're Atlanta, you want to expose those same issues Sunday night, because they have, you got to trust the team to believe, to be who they've shown you they are. The Commanders are bad against the run. Get that going, because if you can get that going, now you provide a balanced attack, and you can't, you won't be predictable in terms of what the Commanders think they might see from you offensively. So that should be the call and call for Atlanta. Let's get this game going. But now you don't want to be predictable, and also, you know, you want to utilize the play action as well. But if you can get that running game going, you find yourself in successful opportunities Sunday night.
B, how good is this Commander team? Obviously, the young kid is an outstanding prospect and everything like that, makes plays and things like that. Scary Terry is one of the most underrated players in the league. But as an overall team, how good is this team?
Yo, Randy Mack, they're a very, very good team. And the reason why they're a good team, they have a really good quarterback. You know what I mean? They have a really, really good quarterback. And most importantly, Randy Mack, you don't know about this, the entire offense believes in Jaden Daniels. They don't second-guess him. So when you believe in your quarterback, you know he's going to put you in positions to be successful and, most importantly, win ball games. Think about this team in 2023. They were a bad team. They couldn't protect the quarterback. They couldn't throw the football. They were turnover-prone. All of those issues that were there in 2023, they have been wiped away because they have a difference-maker at the quarterback position. And, most importantly, he is a playmaker. He is a playmaker. Go back to what we saw last week against Philly. The defining play for me was in the fourth quarter, that 4th and 10, where there was nothing there. And he, I think it was the fourth or the third quarter, but it was 4th and 10. They decided to go for it, and he made something happen that was not there with his legs. When you have that type of playmaker at the quarterback position, you have a fighting chance. Now, let's look at the National Football League in totality, right? All right, look at the teams that have a bona fide playmaker at the quarterback position. They're legit playoff contenders, right? Championship-like contenders. And I'm not saying Commanders are there yet. When you look at Lamar Jackson, he's a playmaker. I think we all would agree to that. When you look at Josh Allen, he's a playmaker. I think we will all agree to that. Pat Mahomes, playmaker. Jalen Hurts, playmaker. And I understand he's been overly criticized, but in my book, Jalen Hurts is a playmaker. Joe Burrow, playmaker. And Jaden Daniels, he's a playmaker for their offense. So to your question, they're a really, really good team. And, yes, they have already stamped their seat in the tournament, in the playoffs. But if you're not careful, that's the wrong team you want to play, because they have a playmaker at the quarterback position, and he's playing with an abundance of confidence.
It's our man Brian McFadden, guys. Now we'll bounce around the NFL as we do each week with B. And, again, catch his podcast, man, All Things Covered. What's up with your Steelers? I know, 3 games in 11 days for the Chiefs. And I mean, it's just – Russell all of a sudden is not the babe, the boy anymore up there in Pittsburgh.
You know this, B-Mac, now – when stuff start going back, you got to keep stuff tight in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
They leader their team, Russ. The leader of the team, that B-Mac, you know, the Cam talking about some 10 guys doing their thing, one guy ain't. Like
Mr. Unlimited.
Who he talking about? That's what I want to know.
That, man, listen, man, that's the biggest question coming out of Allegheny County right now. Who is he talking about? There's a lot of rumblings going on about an individual on the defensive side just deciding to do his own thing, Randy, Mike. And that didn't just surface on Christmas Day. Apparently, this has been going on for weeks. But my thing is this. Why is that said player still out there?
Right.
Or why does he believe it's okay for him to go out and go rogue and do his own thing? Now, and I'll say this. The same things that we're the things that we're talking about right now, if you go back in time to last year, surface again, remember with Deontay Johnson kind of doing his own thing, right? These are distractions. In a moment where you need to be focused in January football, playoff football, we're talking about...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys doing their own thing. It has kind of, you know, just tormented the entire operation on the defensive side. And then also, too, outside of that, Pittsburgh, they don't have any playmakers, yo. The only playmaker is George Pickens.
Right.
And if his head is not in the game, you're not going to get the best George Pickens. They lack playmakers. You know, when you look at teams in the AFC, they have playmakers, not just one. Our best playmaker is George Pickens. If you don't have George Pickens, you don't have nobody. Like other teams in the AFC, they have playmakers on their offense. And that's the difference. That's what's hurting Pittsburgh right now. And you look at their last 3 losses, guys, losing to Kansas City, losing to Baltimore, and losing to Philly. All 3 of those teams, offensively, they had at the bare minimum 2 playmakers on their offense. Let's go by it. Let's look at it. Saquon Barkley, A.J. Brown. I think we always say they're legit bona fide playmakers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore Ravens, Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson. I think we all would say they're bona fide playmakers, correct?
Yes, sir.
And then Kansas City, of course, it starts and stops with Pat Mahomes. And just because Pat Mahomes is that good, is him, there's a lot of different variations of playmakers you can have on the Kansas City Chiefs offensively. Outside of George Pickens, think about who would be the next best playmaker, you would say. It's a confusing question because you don't know.
Right.
You don't know.
It's defense. I mean, it's TJ. It's Watt. You know, it's Watt. You think about it, it's either
no, I'm
he.
I'm saying on the offensive side.
It doesn't exist.
They went and got Mike Williams, and they throw the ball every third game.
Right.
That's the thing. Even here in Atlanta, Bijan Robinson is a playmaker. He is a legit playmaker. And when you look at the growth and the maturation process of Drake London, one would say you can throw him in that category as well. For Pittsburgh, they're one of the few teams in the AFC that have a legit playoff opportunity where you only have maybe one playmaker that you can hang your hat on and say, yes, he is. But to my point, if George Pickens' head isn't in the game, he's not going to give you the playmaking ability. That's an issue for Pittsburgh.
It's a BMAC with us, guys. Brian McFadden here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Some of the other games, other storylines. Just real quick, I know that Green Bay looks really good. Green Bay, Minnesota. That's going to be seems a lot of points. I got Sam Darnold in fantasy. This is championship week. I need some numbers, baby. Look at the numbers. But do you believe that Green Bay is going to hang on for that number 2 spot in the NFC?
Yo, that right there is going to be like a wild card game. And to your point, with Minnesota, if they win out, they will have the number 1 seed in the NFC with Sam Darnold. I repeat that. If Minnesota wins out, if they beat Green Bay Sunday and Detroit next week, Sam Darnold will have a first-round bye in the playoffs. Think about that coaching job that Kevin O'Connell has done.
Yes.
But to your question, that game happens in Minnesota indoors. That's a plus to Minnesota. Kevin O'Connell has been one of the best coaches in the National Football League, and Sam Darnold, quiet as kept, has been one of the best playmakers in the National Football League as well. I think he's going to do numbers. Now, to your point, people don't believe in Minnesota, and they feel like the old Sam Darnold will surface.
Right.
At this point in the season, he is who he is right now. So get away from thinking the Jets Sam Darnold is going to surface. No, he is who he is. He is a bona fide playmaker, and he's been doing a great job in orchestrating the offense. So I think Minnesota is going to take this one. I honestly do because of, you know, playing at home is a plus. You know, you don't have to go out there in Lambeau Field and play in 15-degree weather and maybe some snow. That's a plus for Minnesota. Defensively, there's going to be some opportunities for them to kind of do some things in terms of putting pressure on Jordan Love. Can they stop Jordan Josh Jacobs? That's a big-time question. But for Minnesota, man, the offense, the way they're clicking and throwing the football with Sam Darnold, and let's keep it real, Sam Darnold is coming into this game as the better quarterback in terms of what he's done over the last 6 weeks. I like Minnesota, so Mike, you should be in a good situation at championship weekend with Sam Darnold leading you.
And they wrap it up, by the way, they wrap it up with Detroit, the final week of the season, by the way, Minnesota and Detroit.
Yep.
Last one, because I wanted to get your thought, because there's a couple teams that people aren't really mentioning, but you might want to be aware if you got, especially if you got to play him in the second season. The LA Rams, because you got a quarterback that be that can do his thing. Matt Stafford, when he's on, is one of the best in the league. But what is it about this team? Obviously, Sean McVay coaches ass off, but this team right now, B, is it because they're just healthy or are they just hitting their stride at the right time?
Randy Mack, I just gave praise to Kevin O'Connell with the coaching job he's done. But to your question, what is it about the Rams? They have the best coach in the NFC coaching them, in Sean McVay. I understand he might not be coaching the team with the best record, but he is the best coach in the NFC, and here's why. Name me another coach that is sitting in a prime position like the Rams that have been asked to do more with less and have delivered in the NFC. Think about this. In the first, four games, they were 1-3.
Yep.
Dealing with injuries to their two top pass catchers in Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp. Not to mention, think about some of the young guys that have been called to action, and they have really delivered big time in the Jared Verses of the world, Braden Fitz of the world, Kobe Bryant once again having a phenomenal year. These are guys that aren't even in year three. You're talking about year one guys and year two guys that have surfaced and played well. Think about Kyron Williams. Think about his development as well. So for them to be in this position, if they win their division, number one, you got to go out to L.A., so they get a home game, and that's a team. They have championship experience. They have a championship pedigree. And their offense, if you get them on the wrong day, they will put up 30-plus points on you. Just ask the Buffalo Bills. So that is a team you have to really be mindful of because of their coach being the best coach in the NFC, in my opinion.
And speaking of the Bills, obviously – Josh Allen, everybody's number one sweetheart right now. And we were just saying off the air, he seems to get more of the national profiling. Because Lamar gets him too. But Lamar, on pure statistics, it's almost going to be like Kobe could win the MVP every year like Michael could. Who's your MVP?
Lamar Jackson.
Thank you.
Lamar Jackson is the MVP right now. I don't understand why they're trying to push this Josh Allen effect towards the MVP. No question Josh Allen has been playing some really, really good football. But Lamar Jackson has been the best. When they played, when they had the head-to-head matchup, Baltimore beat Buffalo by 25 points. What are we talking about? Name me another quarterback that has been more efficient than Lamar Jackson. Name me a quarterback that has been a more consistent playmaker than Lamar Jackson. And look at this, guys. Lamar Jackson already has two MVPs in his pocket. But the two MVP seasons that he had in the past, those numbers do not trump anything that he's doing right now.
Right.
He has better numbers right now than the two previous MVP seasons. So it's almost like these voters and these, you know, experts there, they have Lamar Jackson fatigue in terms of MVP. Right. Now, last year, I felt like the class was kind of watered down, so it kind of helped Lamar win last year. But what he's doing right now, he's more deserving of getting an MVP. Did you guys just see what he did to Houston? He didn't even play the fourth quarter.
Right. Look, if it wasn't for Beyonce, nobody's watching that second half. Well, probably no one did.
Exactly.
Anyway,
and Lamar Jackson, basically, he probably did watch Beyonce because by halftime, the game was already out of reach.
You ain't lying. Hey, we got to roll, B-Mac. Thanks again, man. Have a happy new year, and we'll be talking to you hopefully about a Falcons win and getting ready for this last game of the season. Thanks again.
Appreciate you, fam.
Happy holidays, Mike. Randy, Mike, man, keep doing your thing, baby.